Other Friday, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this day and all your many blessings. We ask you to be with us for today, and you carry on the victory business. We ask you not always to do what's best for the people of this county. We ask you to be with our state government, federal government, guide them, and always be with them and help them make those good decisions for our country. Dear Heavenly Father, just be with us now, guide us and protect us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item 25, comments or requests for information on non-agenda items according to section 551.042, Texas Open Meetings Act. Everybody who wishes to speak publicly. Consider possibly approved in July 25, 2006, a special meeting for commissioners.
Commissioner, I'd like to make a motion for you to approve minutes of July 25.
We got a motion?
Second.
Got a second? Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed. Item 3, consider possibly approved in July 29, 2016, a special meeting for commissioners.
I'd like to make a motion to approve those minutes of July 29.
Motion, got a second?
Second.
Got a second? Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, item 4, consider the engineering recommendation possibly take action on providing evidence of pressure and access to the code probation state with 7.016.
Morning.
Morning.
You should have in your packet a drawing that we produced for the hallway opening between the... How would you like to proceed? Would you like for me to take this up there? Just, you guys can look at this, pass it around. I don't need it to look at.
What is the bag? What are the bags? Thermal explosives. Did you say that to do it to look at?
I did. may or may not make sense to some of you, but it should make sense to whatever contractor does the work. But just a few things that I'd like to mention about this particular solution. And this is in no particular order. I guess the first thing is that it has been verified that there is a 1 foot change in elevation between the floor elevation of the annex and the floor elevation of the adult probation. The annex building is 1 foot higher than the adult probation. So if we cut a hole in the wall, we're going to have a 1 foot step up. We can do that in a couple of ways. We can do it with either a ramp or a step. And we didn't address that in the drawings, although we did make notes related to that change in elevation in our drawings and the use of either a ramp or a step. The step is the quickest, easiest, most affordable way to do it. But it is not ADA compliant. And in talking through this with the judge, he said just draw it as a step for now. I have some concerns about that because if we ever have, and I don't know that the county currently has someone that's disabled that works over an adult probation that might actually need that ramp at some point in time to get to additional restrooms. But if that were the case, then that particular employee would have to go outside of the buildings and come around to the adult probation area to use those restrooms to be accessible if the restroom, the one restroom in the adult probation is occupied. So I will say that's not the best. The step is not the long-term best solution, but it should get you through, I would say, in the short term. For us to put in a ramp, what that would require, because the ramp has to have a 1 in 12 slope, and that 1 in 12 slope puts the toe of the ramp in front of the existing door that goes into, I believe, just the jury deliberation room or something in the adult probation. So for that ramp to come down, it would be right in front of the door. So that's really not an option. The other way to do it would be to cut down the foundation of the intersection between the two buildings, take some of that down and have maybe half of the ramp inside the adult probation and then half of it inside the annex. There are ways to do it, but I'm just saying that what we're currently looking at is not obviously the final solution. Another thing about this is the hallway currently is 6 foot 9 inches plus or minus, that's the width of it. The opening that's drawn here is 6 foot 9 inches. And you can see from the drawing that some of the repair work and reinforcement occurs outside of the 6 foot 9 inch hallway, which means that some of the drywall and stuff like that will have to be demoed inside the new adult probation building just to be able to access the part of the masonry walls that are already there to conduct the repair. So there's going to be some demo other than just masonry work and other than concrete work in order to make this happen. There's a what we call a lintel, it's a shelf angle, and on this drawing you can see it extend 9'7" overall. So that means at the top, some of the walls that tie into the building from the, I should say, from both the adult probation and the annex side will be demoed. And that's not the best scenario either. But in order to get the full width of the hallway, that's what's going to be required. Another option might be to not use the full width of the hallway so that you don't have to demo those walls. And what you can do there is, instead of making the opening 6 foot nine, you could possibly bring it down maybe 4 foot and do some things architecturally where that looks like maybe some columns on the side of the hallway to kind of show the difference in the spaces. But that's something else that you might want to consider. This design is good for up to 6 foot nine clear. But there's going to be some demo associated with 6 foot nine here. If we want to go shallow, more narrow, say 4 foot, we won't have to demo any of the drywall on either the annex side or the adult foundation. The step up, as I said, that can be something very simple, but it's not something that we designed at this point because we didn't really know which direction we wanted to go. And really, I think that's something that you can tell your contractor what you want him to do. Maybe just build a step or a ramp. It does need to have handrails and stuff like that to make that transition. The overall repair that's shown here involves angles. It involves drilling in bolts through the wall. And also a cover plate on those angles that's still in place to just make it a clean space, a clean transition.
What material do you use? Steel?
Steel, yes, sir.
Is there ADA compliance about the width of a hallway?
A wheelchair, if it's just a wheelchair ramp, it's approximately 36 inches. I want to consider that. I don't do ADA stuff every day of the week. And whenever I say approximately 36 inches, that's in general terms, but I can promise the ADA said it's got to be this much, and actually I believe it's 34. But it is less than the 4 feet, and it's considerably less than the 6 foot nine. So we can do something more narrow to make that compliant. The thing about that I'm not completely clear in my mind yet is if we do go with a more narrow ramp, it should be offset at one side. I know there is also a doorway on the south side of that corridor in adult probation. It's a storage closet at this point. And there would have to be some consideration as to where that is at. I think we probably want to adjust that opening more towards the north side of that corridor. If we do that, then the door into the jury room would have to be moved around the corner because there's only one way into the storage room, and that's through the hallway in this corridor. And that hallway, or I should say that storage room, has no other wall that we can put a door in. As far as the jury room, we can move the door around the corner, so I have access to the jury room. So there are some things that need to be figured out when the time comes to decide whether or not you want to put a ramp in there. Just a little more than just cutting a hole in the wall at this point in order to find it.
This is what you said, 6'9" and you're looking at basically 4 foot below that, 5 foot in.
Well, the reason I said 4 foot, I just used round numbers. And you can see that you see 11 and 1/4 inches and then 1 and 1/2 inch at the top. And then you've also got the width of the angle that gets you to clear open. So you've got about 1.5 feet on each side of the door that the structure is going to have to be adjusted or installed 1.5 feet from the opening of the door. So if I've got 6'9", we might be able to cram it all in and say a 4 foot open. That's almost 7 feet less, 1.5 feet on each side. It means about 4 feet to go. I will say this also, that is if we go that route and want to put in a more narrow opening, if you ever want to make that opening wider, then we've got to redo this all over again. It's going to be a different shoring process and different design basically to extend it. It'd be easier to extend it full width now instead of making it more narrow now and full width later. There's just going to be some demo associated with the walls.
So you're either building it than it is?
Yes, sir, that is right. And I just wasn't sure as to what direction we wanted to go.
Good, good, good.
I think I'd go ahead and make it full width of the hallway. That way, whenever, when and if the annex portion is ever extended or modified, you have a hallway that goes full width, one or the other. The one thing I'm not sure about is if there would be any reason to have separation doors at that location. You may not want a hallway connecting adult probation to annex. You may likely want to be able to block those off at some point for secured access and things like that potentially. So if you're going to do that, I would probably recommend double door, which is going to be a 6-foot wide opening to start with. So if you think a little ahead of the game as far as what the design might turn out to look like, I think I'd probably go with the wider opening now and do some selective demolition on those walls that are currently there on the adult probation side.
You talk about having around, having to be on the adult probation side and being built up and other on the annex would be good, I think.
That's an option. And if we do that, we might be able to leave it. And I haven't studied all that, but I think we can do that. If we do that, I think we can leave the door into the jury room where it's currently located.
6 foot in each room, I don't know if you said 1 foot.
Yep. Yeah, that's pretty much what I announced to you. But if it turns out that we need to adjust an 8 foot in one and 4 foot in the other, it gives some options. I will say that if that ramp is half in one and half in the other, it makes the door isolation a little more tricky. But I think we can make it work. If we have a, just kind of general terms, if we have a ramp that's going up like an angle like this, you can see how the doors down ramp can open this way, but they can't open up into the ramp. So as far as the doorways connecting the two spaces, having the transition at the building line, I think, is the best scenario instead of doing it halfway up the ramp. But it forces us to move the doors around to the side of the jury deliberation.
Okay, any other questions?
If you guys want to talk about this amongst yourselves or think about what you might want to do with it, you know, at some future day or whatever, I'll be glad to discuss any of these options.
No, this is what we needed to know. Of course, when I have a question discussing with these guys, but I mean, yeah, this is exactly what we need.
Well, this is what the judge asked us to do, and we looked at the layout of the existing space, and we saw some issues that at least need to be thought about before we start cutting the hole.
Could you look at this and see what would be the best options to come back and present this to us?
I think best option so that you don't close yourself in to, don't get yourself into a box or say, I wish we'd have done this later, and possibly, and I would say probably even for smoother operations from now on, would be to build the ramp entirely in adult probation and move the door around the perimeter and make the wall opening large enough to put two double doors in. That would be my recommendation, so you don't have to go backwards and rebuild in the future.
Well, y'all might have, you know, not only research this, I guess it might show us something that we have the right hands to set.
We could draw a localized floor plan of that shows ramp, handrails, all my doors, relocation of doors. I think at the end of the day, the ramp probably does not need to be 6 foot 9 inches wide or full opening. for the same reason that you're going to have issues with the jury room court, we're going to have issues with the philosophy court. So because of that, that philosophy court needs to open up all the way on the south side, so I think the ramp probably needs to be plus or minus 4 feet. But we could actually have a transition area where we could have those, we have to plan to look at those dimensions plus or minus.
Well, if you're saying, like half, ramp and half step.
That's a possibility.
That ADA requirement?
They might be. Then you have to have a rail on that.
Yeah, to separate the two, yeah.
Okay. Cross the court board there.
Well, you know what I think? We just had Danny Brooks and Judge in there last week, tells us that annex had too many entrances and exits now. You heard, you told me, you didn't think those are double operations, should be going in there.
No, it should not be open.
Should not be open, well, anytime you got a door, an entrance and an exit, there's nothing to keep somebody from putting a pistol in somebody's name, go in.
Yeah.
You have five or six doors, it's always a way to get in.
One of the things about the potential renovation of the annex is security, I think has been at the top of everybody's thoughts. And I would say you're exactly right, that would be another, that could be secured access potentially. I can even see bulletproof glass and that, you know, lots of things that would need to be considered. One thing to think about, and I haven't done any of this, I may regret that I even said this at some point, is that we may have space in the adult probation to put a staff on the restroom. And if there's a way that we could do that and keep the wall there and keep that separation provided potentially in the restroom, cutting a hole is the easiest thing, the easiest way to fix it is to get access, but you kind of see there's some security issues, concern, there's some door issues, existing frame that would have to be adjusted. I think last time I walked through the adult probation, I think there was one office that wasn't even being used, and you know, we might be able to put a restroom in there.
Well, Mr. Jones, the contractor, said that he got the diagram from the city with the sewer and the they're right over against that wall from that end there.
Okay.
He said just to attach it would be very simple on that day.
Well, if he's already done some investigation on it, maybe we can talk to him and come up with a way to lay out two single occupant ADA restrooms in it.
But he said it'd be a lot cheaper than doing this also, but I don't understand what the thinking is. I'm probably missing the boat. Why? We're going to have that window in, I guess, the corner of it without any restroom. Somebody's got to put a restroom in there.
Yeah.
I don't know what the thinking is. It's something we're not going to be able to avoid.
I think at this point, that particular building is just the intent was just to give it an exterior facelift.
Right.
And then future, you know, it's an eyesore to get right down to it. And at this point, I don't even know what the county's planning on doing with that building, but it can be finished out with anything we want to do in.
And you know, there's not a problem in that conflict. One thing we got to know before, you know, Richard, I remember Richard saying we can find out and see where everything's at. We're talking about that.
Yeah,
Well, we can get water, obviously getting water to the restroom on the east side of the building or anywhere, that would not be a problem to do that overhead. Getting drained out there would be a little more challenging. Yeah, if you can go over there, if y'all like to meet with me and a contractor over there and just walk through it and say, what if we did this, that kind of thing, would you? That would not be possible.
I'm a little confused about the logic of cutting the hole. I don't know. There's got to be a reason, but I don't know that the judge wants to do that. I can't imagine, but I'd like to make sure.
That's a design hole, that's what we did.
It's just something to look at, I guess, you know, just to see what we had to go with it, get it done.
It's not so much the hole, it's everything else.
Everything is a hole.
Security, accessibility, those would be the two things.
Existing door frames on the side.
Renovation or demo. So as far as hole is concerned, I think demolition, security, accessibility, existing finishes, also demolition, the doorways and stuff like that.
Okay, motion table. Research this, bring it to the board, and second. Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Item 9, to discuss possible effect action on city regulation property owner next to the annex drainage issue. We called anyone faithfully in the day to get put it off, but we only got one floor, we got it next to the bridge. So we want to table that to the next meeting or some meeting in the future. So I have a motion to table that on time.
I'm going to vote to table.
A motion, second.
Second.
Got a second, any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, item 6, public hearing, Kentucky County Clerk's Office, archive plan for LY 2017, John.
I have a proposal that I'm giving. This is just a copy of it, I don't know if y'all could adopt it, you know, for y'all's signature. This is something that we do every year with the records department, that the statutes have put in place to preserve all of our old records. And this year, I would like to, during fiscal year 2014 and 2015, 27 volumes were restored. They were, the tape was taken off the pages. They were densified. They were put in waterproof covers and then rebound. They were digitized. However, the process is not completed because they are not searchable by last name or by the type of record or by date. They are in our system, but you would have to have a book, volume, and page before you can search for them. So I kind of need to go back and clean this up before we continue to go forward with the books that are 100 years old.
I think we got basically we're saying this is we're calling for a public hearing right now. Does anybody have anything else to say about this?
This is just something that the legislature has recommended and has put in place an extra fee for current records that are being recorded now, so that we may go back and so some of these books are in terrible shape. They're unbound, basically, because the backs have fallen off of them, the spines have fallen off of them. And in order to preserve our history, we need to do this.
Well, this is the public hearing part. Nothing much to say, but no action on that. So item 7 is action item, and it says, "City Clerk, get the bills over to the proper part of the plan."
Yes, I believe that we need to, I do believe we need to go back and finish the project that was started so that these will be completely searchable.
Make a motion to approve this with Jonathan's recommendation.
Do I have a second? Motion to second. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Item 8, consider possible to approve the contract with Dr. Jim Buck Access, Department of State Health Service, DDS, HS, Files, and District Committee.
Put me back here to say, this is the contract. Every year we do this for remote access by, for this, for records for the state of Texas. And there's a fee attached, which they assess monthly based on what I do, what me or the girls do download that are from other counties in the state of Texas. We do this every year, and it's just a contract that will need to be judged signature. I'm just bringing it before you so you may approve it.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, item 9. Consider possible to approve the volunteer with Gary Lee.
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
call, please. Since Bill County. And, total cost for here is $20 per day, so $120. And, total cost, what we're looking at, I think the, mandatory training also, yield a maximum of $120. Now, $20, how long is that? 2 days, or just?
Say, I don't know, I think it's 2 days, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll try to, I'm here trying to say.
It's not.
Thirteen, fourteen, fifteen.
Three days?
Three days.
It should be on there. The other phone will tell, we'll try to, for.
All right, another one, that legal assistance, Robertson. This is, John Mark, Public's Office. Destination San Antonio, Criminal Justice. Cost of registration is free, $40, for that procedure. Total cost of hotel, public accommodation, $451.82. That's John Mark's office. Next one is, Camp Office, Miller. Record Department, Evidence Tech. They got over the board, you know, over the field, cost of registration, $195, total cost of meal, $80, 2 days. Total cost of hotel, $204.70. Be going in county vehicle. Deborah, Action District Commercial Office. We need going to Fort Worth, December 6th, December 8th. Cost of registration, $0. Total cost of meal is, $40 per day, $120. Will be called, total cost of travel, $160 and $90. Total, the length is $695. Sheriff Fredall, Deputy District Clerk, Sheriff's Office. She's also going to be going to this. That's active travel, $6 to $8. Cost of registration, $300. Total cost of meal, $120. Department's cost of training, $420. That's it, that's all I have. Got a motion?
Yes.
Got a second. Philip, any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
No.
Aye, all opposed? Oral written report, county commission. second, any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Item 13, consider possible approval of treasury report.
Make a motion to approve.
Okay, got a motion, I have a second. Got a second, any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Do we have any questions?
We got it.
Don't have any questions. 15.
Make a motion to approve.
Motion Fairville, I have a second. Got a second, any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Vote of confidence, Commissioner. Anything I have is, that we all, I guess, we're actually looking for, under call for reimbursement for FEMA. I got a hope for grace, they had the contract, the low bid, and then they had the asphalt and stuff. They're supposed to start, we got some roads, but we got colors, wash along the way, and roads down. Then we come in and do it then, second week in, September, I believe, is when they had it today. But anyway, that's just a part of it, you have to wait on, find out exactly what they're complaining or what not. Anyway, that will be that in here, I guess, that there.
Have the.
I guess that's, this is like a copy of your. All right, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Got a motion to adjourn, do I have a second?
Second.
Got a second, any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye.